take away from you stuck to me today. A nearly perfect mom.
A nearly perfect
mom.
But you know,
I was so committed until that last.
That's
line.
A low note, though, right? That's
yeah.
the low note.
Yeah.
That's like the bass clef. So, what are some of the treble clef notes?
They identify the relationship pretty clear, but it, I mean, it's all good. She's this perfect, amazing person. So you can see how it can be a big difference in which way you go with that, whether it's a four or like a seven quality.
So what do we think?
It did seem higher. I don't know. It seemed like I would probably default to a higher score.
I mean,
because it seemed like there was a
my
elaborate
thinking was like I definitely saw her four. I mean, there was, but I mean, there was also these kind of little subtle semantics. She was a good RN, not a great RN.
Right.
She was relatively self-sufficient. She was nearly perfect.
Well, the last
so I mean,
line,
they kind of
think,
tempered it with, you know.
Right. The last line pulled you out of before, I think, because you could. I heard when she said good, I felt the same thing as you said.
You know, so I was just kind of, you know, when I went back through and kind of reread it, I was like, well, you know, there is. So, you know, like they didn't use all superlatives like throughout the whole way through, so they were careful in their word choice with it. So.
I just got so overwhelmed by how like this mom was so nice and so great, and anything she did was great for us, and even like demoralizing like the alcoholic father. She divorced our alcoholic father, but she was awesome, and she was even pretty and had a nice figure. I mean, I was just so overwhelmed by all the goodness. That's why I gave it a four. I did write down in my notes that there were unilateral relationships. I wouldn't have given it an eight. I would have given it a seven, even though there is like it's like hinting at temporality. So I had this dilemma with a few of them, where I wrote like four or seven. But we discussed it, and I said, you know, if it's not just like the one line, she like caring, loving, best mom ever, if there's more information other than just how good she was to people, it's gonna be higher.
Well, how many people would actually go up to an eight on this one?
Yeah, I would have a hard time. I would give it a seven.
Seven? How about you, Dustin?
Yeah, I don't think I would go for an 8.
Marie?
Yeah, I'm reading the 8
right
now. I think
it's probably
7.
Because there's no, like,
cohesive, individuated, empathically related self and other.
Like, that sounds good, but the description isn't.
I mean, do you have an empathically
elements?
Related self and
I mean,
other?
It's more a description of what she did, I feel like. So yeah. I think that's why I would say 7 right here, too.
I called it a week 8. When we were talking, I could go down, you know, because I
Chris
just felt
gave
like,
it an 8.
Yeah.
That's what I thought initially, yeah.
I just thought, you know, like there was a lot of how she impacted us and, you know, how the relationship, you know, a little more than maybe just, you know, lateral, you know, it wasn't just that she did these things, but we also gained this from, you know, the
but
experience.
References to using one's own thoughts.
It's
still
one
understand.
Way.
Is
well,
that
I mean,
but we can not understand,
you know.
Well, they didn't. There wasn't an expression of the impact really that the mother had. I don't remember.
Just that one, like education, the only thing take away from you stuck to me from
she provided the experience. I'll accept the 7. I can argue the 8. You know,
and
for the next 2
afterwards.
Hours. Eventually, you will all be steered by way.
All right. So let's look at Chris and Melissa's. Oh, there's, all right, let me see. Yeah, you guys had a really long assignment. So there's item 35, WBG1. And there was also item 38, X or LXD3.
We have 2 more?
Yep. Items 35 and 38.
35.
And then there was item 47, WGT1.
I might have had to take those. I guess I don't know the answer.
And then there was WQA1.
That were more than 2?
There's
4
just on this page alone. So all together in this one assignment, which was 60, there were 5 items that were 2 or greater.
Can you read me those numbers again?
Sure. Item, we just did items 20.
Yeah.
So you gave it a 4, and Chris gave it an 8.
Right.
Okay. Then we have item 35. That's WBG1.
I gave it a 7.
No, I have a 6 here.
Right. Oh, I have a
7.
I might have had a
25. Uh-oh.
Because I had a 7 or 8, and I went back to a 7. My first thing is greater than or equal to 7. So I ended up giving it a 7.
So why did it come to me as an 8? A 6.
I might have had a 6.
All right. I'll change it, but I don't like doing that. It feels too much like cheating. Then there's item...
You can see my greater or equal to 7 right there.
And then item 38. Chris gave an 8. You gave a 6.
No, Chris, you gave that a 6, I thought.
You might have correlated my 3 with her 4.
You haven't seen the wrong...
You think I did something wrong?
Oh, the wrong... assignments?
Because like you're reading my scores from assignment 3.
All right. So, well, that makes me feel better. I want it to be my mistake.
35, Chris gave an 8, and I gave a 6. That was 35 on the other assignment.
Yes.
And then on 38, I gave, on the other assignment, it was an 8 and a 7. On this assignment, it was a 6 and a 6.
Okay, wait, let me just... The way that SPSS prints these out is very, very confusing. I think I did it right, but...
Because, I mean, we had like a 0.91 for the second...
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's impossible. It would be impossible. Let's see. All right, let's see. Oh, okay. I got it now. Let me... So, item 36.
Yeah.
Chris 7, you 5.
Yep.
And that was the only other one?
I think that's all I had, right?
Okay. But let's go back at some point to your previous assignment, because these are actual discrepancies that I have. The assignment 3.
Yeah, 35. Yeah, I have that one.
So you have 35, 38?
38 was an 8 and a 7.
Okay, I have an 8 and 6.
38, LXD3?
Yep. What about
the other one?
47? Number
47? 47. Yeah, I was a 4 and he was a 7.
Okay, and 55?
Yep, 8 and 10.
Okay, so that is a true mistake.
It was just that one typo, I guess.
So it's number 38, assignment 3. You gave it a 7.
Yes.
And Chris gave it an 8. I will make that correction. I don't think it's going to influence the reliability at all, but... I'll rerun that as well, and I'll let you know if it changes.
Okay.
So let's go back to assignment 4. We have item 36, XXH2.
Oh.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Very focused on work and family, cares more for others than self, generous to a fault.
Thoughts, feelings from the group?
Probably give it a 6.
Very focused on work and family. Cares more for others than self. Generous to a fault.
So, Brianna, you gave it a 6. What's your rationale?
The middle piece of what we just read felt like a 6. It seemed to be the highest.
Any emergent sense of relatedness? What else?
Six, six,
The energy level in this room is really incredible. It's you guys come up with the best coding week of your lives, and you guys look like you're all depressed.
The writer is not injected into it, but at the same time, it's more complex and saying cares about other people's, you know, cares for other people more than it cares for oneself, you know, generous, but to her own detriment. So I can see how it's more complex in that way. But I was wondering if the writer's not including himself directly in relationship to the, you know, the other, is that impact the score? You know what I'm saying?
That level's not going to it has to be reciprocal.
No,
well, I guess you could even describe.
Like I'm saying, like a unilateral relation, like, you know what I mean?
That is not, it includes the unilateral relationship.
Right, like does the writer have to be in that for the score to hit the 7? You know what I mean? I don't know. But I mean, I'd say between a 6 and a 7.
Anyone else want to weigh in?
Well, in my defense, I had a 6 with a question mark on top, but then I went with a 5. But I could give it a 6, and you have to give it a 6, not a 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris gave it a 7, everybody. In your defense, Chris?
I thought we had a nice, you know, discussion for unilateral relationship, although it was generic and it was, you know, cares more for others. They did temper it with, you know, adding in that, you know, themselves. So, you know, they did kind of up it a little bit on the ante.
Melissa, you convinced?
Oh, yeah. 7.
Not.
a 6, maybe a weak 7. I just feel like there's no...
It wasn't like a
6
clear
and a half.
You know, like, when I was looking,
right.
I could see, you know, the 6 too. But,
if,
I mean,
yeah.
It was just one of those things where, you know... kind of there, but the wording is just, you know.
I definitely think 5 is too low. I should have went with the 6. So.
See, if you'd gone with the 6, then when we take the composite, it would have been a 6.5, which might have been right on. But now it's going to average out to a 6.
Which
that was my secret to winning.
My question, yeah, just
winning.
Looking at statistics, what the hell is a 6.5? Is that a meaningful number? You know, like, would it be a 6 or would it be a 7?
This particular one?
Yeah. I mean, I guess just because, you know, 6.5 isn't really, like, anchored to anything.
No, it's not, but, you know, when it comes out to calculating your results, you know, it's important to have a more accurate, I mean, 6.5 is more accurate than 6 or the 7, probably in this particular case. So you're going with the more accurate number. In this case, where Melissa agrees that she made a mistake, she would have put a 6, so she put a 5, so you're still 6.
Yeah.
6 is better than 5.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah, because it's not a whole number.
Yeah.
So you're looking at categories, and these are the 6s, these are the 7s.
Well, clearly when you report the results, you're going to round up or down. To describe the mean. Yeah, you're going to round.
What if you're looking at it from a non-parametric version and you're looking at distinct, you know, ordinal categories?
Why would you do that? It's really, it was designed to be a continuous instrument, not an ordinal one.
I thought they described it as an ordinal.
Not that I recall. Did they?
I think because they said, you know, like that there isn't a definite amount of space between a 5 and a 6 versus a 4 and a 5.
Well, if they said that, then you're right, it is an ordinal scale.
Because that, you know, is right. Mirroring any, is equal distant from the...
Right, but I think all the statistics that I've seen on this instrument have used parametric stats, which would assume that the distributions are continuous and not ordinal. So they're not even following their own
maybe I'm making
characterization.
It more difficult, but I have.
Perhaps you are, Chris.
Following it.
Moving right along.
If Diana Diver could use it, you know, in that way, then I'm completely comfortable. And I would like you to take note during my defense that I'm pleading in the case of Diamond versus Blatt.
I saw Diana Diamond's name on something at the 39.
There's a labor today.
Was she there?
Moderating.
Did you guys go?
I did not go, but I saw it when I looked at it. I saw that her name was on Thursday today.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere. I didn't see her though. But I had her sign my coding package in my house.
Stop it.
But I bet that idealizing people would be so pissed if they found out what their score was, that they were 4 out of 10. They would be like, I had the perfect answer. I thought this was, you know, the most healthy answer I could give, and it's
it was so perfect.
All right, so we're going to go to Chris and Giacomo, your third assignment. Now you guys did, it was 68 responses, right?
It was an error. So 68 or 61. That was assignment 3, right?
Yeah, I think it's
60. Because you guys differed more than 2 on item 65.
What was the letters?
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
CC1.
Okay. SPSS.
Wait, for number 60? I thought we weren't doing 60.
I was saying
number 65 is one of the items.
This might be the number 65.
Oh, I got you. Right. 72. CCC2. Oh, grumpy.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's always between 2.
Yeah, right. CCC2. I found it. So, who wants to read that?
Oh, it was just
Grumpy.
It was Grumpy.
Oh, that was it? Grumpy? Oh.
Yeah. So
what do we think? Grumpy.
4.
5. I don't know. 5. I wouldn't give it 2.
Grumpy's bad. Yeah, but Grumpy's bad. Is it unmodulated denigration?
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, let's go from the bottom up. All right, are boundaries compromised?
No.
Is there boundary confusion?
No.
But the thing, I was
you're tipping your hand.
Oh, I'll say something afterwards.
It's clearly an 8, guys.
he's putting himself in that old grumpy old man's shoes.
So, is there boundary confusion? Okay, is there self-other mirroring?
Maybe.
Is there idealization or denigration?
Could be denigration. Maybe.
Is there semi-differentiation? Rigid adherence to concrete properties to achieve a tenuous cohesion. I'll tell you, I'm going with Dustin on this one. I'm giving it a 4. Yeah. It's denigration.
It's not really mean.
Grumpy? I wouldn't want to be called grumpy. And when I have been called grumpy, it's hurt my feelings.
That 4 coming out.
What'd you give it to?
I give it a 5. I mean, it's not, you know, like, pleasant, but I didn't really, you know, like, on the grand scheme of, you know, like, I didn't really...
Well, what would you do if someone wrote loving?
We know that Diana Diamond says that's a 4.
So, grumpy, to me, is an antonym for loving, right? I guess hating would
like
be...
like a personality, like... Grumpy's
a personality.
Grumpy's like a mood state.
Yeah, it's not the same continuum.
It was a dwarf, for Christ's sake.
If we give narcissistic a 4, I mean a 5, how can we give grumpy a 4? If we give narcissistic a 5.
Or borderline
a 5, how can we give grumpy a 4?
Because one is a psychiatric diagnosis, the other is
a
pejorative term.
I'm using it that way.
It is a dwarf.
It is a dwarf.
I have a very clear picture of what grumpy looks like.
And dwarves are denigrated objects.
My dad once asked me if I was going to be one of those grumpy old...
I'm not going to go tell the little people you
said that.
Little people.
People of short
stature. Maybe he's a little person.
Because little people are Hasbro toys.
Oh, there's a toy called Little People?
Yeah, I think she put it like the school bus.
Oh. Yeah. I guess that's politically correct. I don't know.
Personal choice that, that's the current.
Okay. Yeah. Vertically challenged?
Are you being podcasted, Jeff?
Yeah, I am.
You better hope
you better,
is
yeah.
This thing.
The ADA, what American for Disabilities Act.
They don't like vertically challenged?
I don't know.
They wouldn't let me put a timer on the test.
Did you give it a two?
Yeah.
They will, they what?
I guess
remember
I
they wouldn't
not.
Let me put a timer on the test because it was...
Yes, I remember that.
Calm and
right. I mean, the only reason I gave it a two is because they gave examples like just worried or unhappy. But I don't know, would you if you call grumpy as an internal affective state? I don't know if you would, so I guess I would like...
I'm feeling grumpy today. That's an internal affective
yeah.
state.
So I mean that was my original rationale for giving it a two, that's why. So...
Well, but our boundaries confused, fused, or compromised.
But they give, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree right. that the boundaries are confused, but the example they give, they say the action, the other may also be described by naming internal affective states which lack any reference to interpersonal experience or sense of interpersonal differentiation. And then they give the example, worried, unhappy. So I don't know, that's the only reason I went there, but...
Worried, unhappy.
Those aren't necessarily sounding confused.
Right.
That's, yeah,
like, it's not this...
But at the same time, you're not denigrating when you say somebody's unhappy
right,
or worried.
So. That's why I can see it more as a four. I could see the four, I mean, but...
I mean,
I could see more Chris's score than your score.
I mean, it's closer to his, the four, I guess, so I agree. But, I mean, I base it on that example from that
yeah.
description, from the description.
We give helpful a four, we have to give grumpy a four.
Helpful?
All right.
That was the end of that.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
All right, what else do we got here?
I like grumpy people, though.
She just
moved
her office.
They abuse me, but...
Yeah,
this one was, the response for self was just the exact opposite of everything my parents are.
Wait, what are you reading?
One from Dustin and Lines, number 21, WCQ3.
Were you guys off on one?
No, you guys were almost in total agreement. It was 24 that you guys were disagreeing on.
No, I know, but I don't like my answer. The exact opposite of everything my parents are. I just, like, guessed, basically.
It's almost like an opposite.
That's what I'm thinking.
It does have, like, an extension piece to number 3.
Two?
I feel like that's boundary confusion. They're not their own person. They're
the opposite.
They're the opposite.
Of their parents. It's like they're only based on what their parents are.
It's like some version of a three. That's what first
yeah,
came to
yeah,
my mind.
Me too.
Like,
yeah.
Is that what you gave it?
Three and four.
Yeah,
I just wasn't
four
sure.
Four?
Dustin, what do you think? Why'd you give it a four?
I think, I thought it was negative.
That's five. I mean, that's like a pretty, like, for the self-assertion part, not for, like, the semi-consult, you know, like...
Well, that's what I meant. I meant that I thought it was positive, but...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually
you know, like, I refuse to end, you know, like, they're kind of... I'm the exact opposite of, you know, them. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it as a confusing
you gave
way.
A four.
I gave it a four.
You see it as a five, Chris.
I feel it's like a self-assertion.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was confusing. It depends how you look at it. Because the exact opposite of what my parents are. So that his parents could have been loving and he's a total mess. Like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, your parents could be like doctors and lawyers and you're a deadbeat. Or... He could be really nice and giving, and his parents could be like abusive. Like, you know what I mean?
He could be an abusive doctor.
Right?
How does that do for your hypothesis?
Not much, based on what I know about doctors, but you know, it could go either way. So I didn't.
But you hear what Chris is saying, that it's the assertiveness aspect.
Yeah.
Whatever my parents are, it doesn't matter what they are. I'm the opposite of what they are. I'm counter-identified with them.
Right.
There's an assertiveness. It's like the toddler saying no. The toddler is saying, I am me and you are not me.
Right.
And I want to establish this boundary between us. And so it's an assertive statement to establish that boundary. That boundary firmly exists. You can't cross it. I'm going to say no. That's what this person's doing. They're it sounds like an adolescent. Or like George Costanza. I'm going to do the opposite of what my impulses tell me.
I was so surprised. Oh, yes. So you would think it should be a 5 then?
Chris has sold me on that, yeah.
I mean, just more, like I'm not going to answer this, or no, or, you know, dad, I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. I'm saying this is it.
Okay. I didn't have that in my conception of 5.
Yeah, it may also be between defensive distancing and over-identification of the other.
Yeah, I just thought it was like the mirroring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's my sort of quick association, I guess. But I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I think it's a 5.
All right. Did we go over 24 with you guys? I forget.
Yep.
Okay. So, moving right along. And Chris and Melissa, we did the XXZ1 for your fourth assignment.
We didn't do the third assignment.
Okay. So let's go back to that. Item 35, WBG1.
I know my mother loves me. She accepts who I am. She would rather have a heterosexual daughter, but she loves me no matter what. She's in her own world. Her love is limited. She would rather spend money than time to help. She is a good person, though.
You want to say it one more time?
I know my mother loves me. She accepts me. She accepts who I am. She would rather have a heterosexual daughter, but loves me no matter what. She is in her own world. Her love is limited. She would rather spend money than time to help. She's a good person, though.
She would rather spend money?
Yes.
But her time is limited.
Than time to help. Her love is limited.
What do people think? 6?
I think I would say a 7. I was thinking 8, but I think a 7.
I was thinking 7.
Oh. 8. Oh, you guys were involved?
Yeah, we were. I gave it a 6.
No, but you said it was a 7.
What was
that? Was the one you changed.
What part was hitting 8 or 7?
That was a 6? You gave a 6?
The one I changed was...
Oh, I'm sorry, 38. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. You gave a 6. So a 7 would be splitting the difference.
Why did you give it a 6?
I felt that... I guess I could have given it a 7 because I felt like the unilateral relationships, I guess I could see a 7, but then when Chris and I went through it, I couldn't even see the 8 because I did feel that there was some empathetical relatedness in there when she said my mom would rather have this, but she's okay with me how I am. So,
But we don't hear how the subject feels about her.
Well, yeah, she would rather have... Oh, how the subject feels. Yeah, her mom... Didn't she say...
She's a good person now.
Right. Well, that indicates relationship.
Right. Well,
that's a description.
Level 8, clause B could be a relatively complex description or understanding of a certain type of behavior.
She's a good person?
No, I mean her description of her love being limited and, you know,
she
loves me, but, you know, there's this hesitation, this reservation on this certain, you know, aspect of me. I mean, that was just kind of why I, you know, took it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not buying that.
I guess I saw them as such separate sentences, the way it was written. Also, like, she's in her own world. Her love is limited. I felt like it was, there wasn't the, like the ambivalence, maybe that's like the ambivalence was just starting to come about. The only sentence that had that was, she would rather have a heterosexual daughter, but she loves me no matter what. Otherwise, everything was, she, you know, she's this, she's this, she's this.
Or at the end, she says she's a good person regardless of the fact that she likes money more than
things.
Yeah.
Maybe 7, because she didn't, the person didn't explain why the mom is like that.
Well, that, I mean, that was what I was going with.
World, and love is
or the experience, that the effect it has on the writer. I mean, you don't see that really much.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't see that at all.
So it's,
I'm going with a 7 on that one.
So we're both right.
All right, so 38, we don't have to go through, because you changed that. 47, WGT1.
I think it sounded like I cheated, because I changed that.
I'm going to assume that you made a clerical error when you entered it into the computer.
Okay.
All right. So 47, who wants to read that?
Which one did you change?
38. What did you have for me?
7.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You sent him the same file?
Well, we went
no,
over
we
it together.
No, we called on the phone after we submitted that and go through them.
To see what our discrepancies are and like why we thought
okay.
that way so we can have so
we
don't
have
to
a midway check in point between 3 and 4
yeah.
after we submit so that way if we...
Yeah, that's a good idea. I approve of that. So, WGT1.
My mother is a very strong woman, fought her whole life to raise her 3 children by herself, and raised 3 great men. I am the only gay son. She is kind, gentle, stern when need be, always there for us, classy, hardworking mom. She gave up a lot to see us through life and is still doing it to this day. I love my mom with all my heart. She is what moms are supposed to be. If moms were still here for their children as mine was and is, our society would be a much better place to be in.
Aww. I'm
sorry.
That's so nice.
But I nailed it. None of this
one. So.
It sounded like a 4. It's so positive, but it had the notes of higher, like an 8, you know?
So you give it an 8?
I would give it an 8, except that it is all positive and glowing. So.
Well, is the stern when she needs to be?
But that's even positively
yeah.
framed.
It's also stern when they wanted it.
Yeah. What do you think, Richard?
I mean, the thing, I think it's like, I would initially think it's 7. I see the 4 because there's like, there's a lot of idealization, but it's more complex, I think, and it does, and it shows the experience of the writer that he has gratitude there. And, so I feel like it would be tough to bring it all the way down to a 4.
So you're giving it a Kleinian 7 for gratitude.
For gratitude. Yeah.
Not a common trait these days anymore.
No, it's
or
not.
It does say
this
unmodulated.
This was the discrepancy, like that carried over to the next assignment. That like 4/7
yeah,
thing I
had
going
trouble
on.
With that old
reparation.
And after Chris and I spoke, I can see the 7, especially you said stern when she needs to be. So like that is somewhat not as idealized, I would say.
Which maybe
it's
been a good
month. Yeah, right.
I just think overall it's a more complex.
There's more relatedness in it.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know
I think you have to see a 7.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely. And just the thing at the end, like the quote, the last 3 or 4 sentences were just like, "I love my mom with all my heart." She's what moms are supposed to.
It's a red herring.
Be.
Yeah, it's very tempting.
That's probably,
yep.
yeah. But I did afterwards see the 7.
Okay.
And I was fine with that.
All right.
I only had to hit her twice. Tissue her out the office. with the rolled up coding manual.
All right, and then finally 55, it's WQA1. Wow, we got the rare, one of these two raters gave the very rare 10.
Whoa. I was going to give a 10 this week, but
held back. Held back. But someone actually pulled out all the stops. Let's hear that. I want to hear what a 10 sounds like, given, assuming that that one coder is correct. Let's hear it.
My mother was driven by money. She wanted to work and make money. She was a depression baby. My father told me that he got mom pregnant. I am an only child. I do not know but wonder if she really wanted a child. My mother was very, very controlling. She was never soft and loving. She wanted me to be something that I am not sure that I even know yet what it was. Successful. My mother wanted me to be successful. She kept a diary of my first years. She kept some early clothing of mine. After I developed my own personality and desires, it felt like all she wanted to do was to control them. She left me with a lot of scars that I worked through all the time. I used to hate her. I do not anymore. She did the best she could. That was hardly very good, but it was her best. She has passed away. I do love her.
So I counted not one, but two instances of temporality.
Yeah.
Which you got to think high.
And like a struggle to kind of understand and make sense of the relationship.
That, well, it is touching.
You had an epiphany right there.
That phrase before the word successful. Read the phrase right before successful. I mean, it's profound, actually.
She wanted me to be something that I am not sure that I know even yet what it was.
I mean, that, come on.
Yeah. It's evolving.
That's pretty high level, sophisticated thinking there.
Well, it's not like you gave it a 3. I mean,
well, I just thought, you know, reading it, I know who both of them are, too. Like,
what do you mean?
I get a sense of the writer, and I get a sense of mom. You know, like, within the context of that relationship, there are two very separate and distinct people, and that kind of really the dialectic, you know, going back and forth between through a time frame where...
Well, that statement was so profound, it went right over my head. I thought you were just talking stupid.
Yeah, it was a telepathic wind or whatever.
I didn't even think about it.
Like, right,
what the hell does that mean? Yeah, that's a
ten on that. And it's interesting, just think about it just as far as child development is concerned. Okay, so the content of the representation is negatively valenced. She was a controlling person, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he loves her, but she was very controlling, and her best wasn't good enough, or it was... She did her best.
She did the best she could. That was hardly very good.
That was hardly very good. So here's an example of child rearing that, assuming that he's an accurate reporter, wasn't that great. But look at the quality of his... She must have... I'm asking myself, she must have done something right, right?
And he understood, like mentioning her background, being a depression baby, getting knocked up. Like, he's kind of understanding why her life is tough and why she could have rejected that.
Yeah. Now, it's possible that he's had years of therapy and has worked through some of this stuff. That could be a mediator of his response. But, if it's not a 10, it's got to be a 9. I don't see an 8.
I can definitely, after we talked about it. I guess, you know, to some of the wording was a little confusing when you're reading it. And so, I didn't see certain, like, even that one sentence, I was confused reading it, the one that you were saying, more successful. You have to, like, really think about it.
You do. You have to really ponder. That's a profound statement that he made, or she made.
I can definitely see the 10.
Now, I think the problem with these higher level ratings is that we've had so little experience with them that when they do hit us in the face, we're not really sure what to do with them.
Yeah.
So... It's just, I think it's just been, it's inexperience with the upper level scores.
Is the difference between a 9 and a 10 is really...
It's very difficult to discern, right. I agree with that. Let's see if there are any others. So we go to, the last group was Chris and Giacomo, it was a late entry. Let me just look through those. Yes, there's one. Item 15. You guys want to know that it's HZK1.
No, I have it. Kind, caring, respectful, and respected. Very spiritual. Thought the children were wonderful. Exclamation point.
So, what do you guys think?
Kind, caring, respectful, and respected. Very spiritual. Thought her children were wonderful.
What do you guys think?
Respectful and respected.
Respectful and respected.
So that's not
You mean it's like inferring that
people
respect her.
That's a pretty big inference.
It could mean that she may be respected in the community or something. Yeah. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I know what Chris gave this one to. I think I know what you gave this one.
What do you think?
We're good. This is my answer up here.
okay.
But I knew
she doesn't want to get hit with the coder.
So you're in agreement with the other coder.
Yes.
That's right.
I knew I should have paired you with Giacomo. So what do you guys think? What are we doing here?
Respectful is one of our keywords we have written down. Because we questioned that one before. That's why.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
But respectful and respected, does that have any bearing on it for you guys? It does for Marie.
I said I would give it a six.
Cat's out of the bag, so Chris gave it a 4.
Oh, well, no one even gave it a 4.
Huh?
They didn't know who gave it a 4.
Yeah, because you just said you gave it a 6.
Did you guess that he gave it a 4?
Yeah.
It wasn't just that, but for me, and the superlative.
The emphasis.
Wonderful, you know, yeah. Like...
That part was not even about the writer. The mother is about that she thought her children were wonderful. So I didn't see that as like an idealization of the mother.
I just thought more of like the continuation. She was very spiritual. She thought we were the best. You know, like she's kind, caring, respectful, respective. Like, and then just you know, like the exclamation point at the end.
Waving your
fist. I just you know, like with it. Like,
he's running for office.
Wonderful is just such a, you know, like a strong, you know, word even to carry into that. Like, I just felt like it's attainable.
What do you guys think?
And the respected part makes it more interpersonal, more related.
How many vote for 4? I have to vote for 4, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure what I would put to this, but I can see how it could be a 4.
So we got 2 4s. How many 5s? How many 6s?
I was happy with the 6.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm excited about whether it's relatedness or not.
You guys didn't vote?
Mm-hmm. I read that before. I don't know. So we're split.
This is a very...
identification with the idealized object there. You know, she's great, I'm great, you know.
That's what I thought. But
you're wonderful, right. She's wonderful.
I guess what people are hung up on is the respected and respectful. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what...
Yeah, because it seems like it hits a 6, I guess. So.
Man, that see, for me, it's just not explicit enough for me. I'm more of an empiricist.
That rule that if it hits it, then... go to that number.
Wait, the question is, did she, he or she hit it?
Yeah.
If it was mine, I would have given it a 4 because I knew Chris would have given it a 4 also. And and respectful and respected is one of our keywords, so we have to give respect.
You guys have your own language now.
Yeah.
You're like twins.
Wait, respected means what?
We said respectful is going to be a 4 because it's like we gave
it's idealized.
A 4. You know, it's just, they're only good.
And
they
respect
only do
Ed?
Good.
respect it.
Well, respect it wasn't on there, but I guess now I'm gonna.
It would depend on the context, though. You know, like if there was something else, like with five qualities, respected and respectful is fine within the mix of things. But I mean, if it's coming up, you know, with other fours or, you know, as the only item, then, you know, respected. If that was all you could say, you know, like that's kind of idealized. People respect it.
Yeah.
Four. I changed my vote.
Was it the last time
she
thought her kids were wonderful?
Yeah. Especially, I know. Isn't that that's why we're not figuring out.
Okay, we got one to go before we can get out of here. Number 51, WGA1. Who wants to read it?
A very religious woman. She is always busy helping someone and gave me a very happy childhood.
I feel like we're walking.
Say that one more time.
A very religious woman. She is always busy helping someone and gave me a very happy childhood.
All right. I mean, we're gonna have the same conversation we just had.
Right. I know. I think I.
You gave it a four?
It's the same.
It's the same. Yeah. And the issue is whether there's relatedness there or we're looking at the idealization of the entire response, right? That's the issue here? I think the idealization just is so overwhelming. It even subsumes the relational. It's just all one idealized conglomeration.
Yeah, like we had a really good, really long one that, you know, we had both agreed on were like fours in it. And I mean, they were great, but I mean, they were all so like, dad is Superman, basically.
Oh, he literally said that too.
Like,
we had that one too.
You had Superman?
He's a firefighter, and growing up, I always thought of him as a superhero.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, but there was the one about, I don't know, the other one. There was like a really, but I mean, like it was just like for real, you know, like there's nothing real here.
I think
it's
so you guys would give that a four then? That last one?
I would.
If there was like a subtle shape, you
agree,
know, like,
Jack?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Some ambivalence about anything, but you know, like I would just go up. But I mean, even if you know, like it's just this very skewed, perfect relationship, you know, without any.
All right, so continue status quo. We're going to continue with the same numbers for everybody. All right.
It might be, actually, I have to see. I have 60-60 for Melissa's one and two of mine. I have 25, 25, 20, a 75, and then I think it might be slightly less than 75 for the second one, just on the schedule. I have a song, and then next week will be the last week for the DR scale, so...
All right. Is that a variable schedule or a constant schedule? What kind of a schedule is that? It's a Ferberization.
You're going to get jumped in the alley if you don't keep up with that schedule.
Well, I think there's actually, after this week, there's less data for next week. Like, I think we're during the last week of the
Right, it would be
scale.
Exactly the same number.
Yeah, so I mean, actually, next week, the assignments probably between our triangulation will be smaller.
Are we meeting during our break? Our school break?
During your break?
That week break between May 6th is commencement and then we have a week off from school.
Oh, you have a week off?
Yeah. I'm assuming we're meeting then.
I'm available. I guess it's up to our esteemed colleagues here.
I mean, we're available. Do you guys have plans?
I mean, he's going to give you an offer you can't refuse.
What is it? When?
I'm not going
can't
anywhere.
We're having a meeting.
Well, I mean, serious plans. No,
like,
no, I mean, if you're going away, I mean,
I'm not if we have a meeting.
What day are we talking about?
The 6th, you said?
Let's see. We are talking about
May
5th.
Oh.
Well, May 5th, actually, I'm sorry. We can't meet because we have the year end party. We will be dancing our asses off.
Yay.
So we will not meet on May 5th for certain.
Okay.
But I assume we're meeting on May 12th, although Is that, Marie, is that the date that you won't be here?
Can I teleport conference myself?
Teleport?
Or, you know.
The telepathic wind?
Can I do it online? Like, can I do this?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to do the telepathic room and the OD and Sarah room? And, you know, like, I'll be much more receptive to your thoughts.
I'll take some truth serum. No, not the one.
So we'll have two more meetings this month. We take Thursday the 5th off, and then the 12th we resume. And well, are we going to start doing the RF scale then on the 12th?
Actually, we can start the RF scale on the 28th of this month.
Oh, I wouldn't have the time to present that. That's the final. It's finals week. What? I wouldn't have time. I mean, you guys, if you guys want to make a little presentation of it, you're welcome to, but I just don't have the time.
Because, I mean, the last coding assignment will be due 27th
right.
for the
right.
DR, so I'm doing it.
Are we
going
to have a different schedule also?
What's that?
Are we going to have a different schedule then? Because with summer classes are different. Are we still going to meet Thursdays at 8?
I mean, I'm okay with that. Well, 7, you mean?
Or 7, whatever.
Time yeah, I'm okay with that schedule, but...
We have class till 5. 3 to 5:30.
So, we could, I don't know, move it
up
to 6. I don't know if you guys
can
make it.
I could get here on Thursdays, I could get here at 6 on Thursdays.
What about you, Chris?
I'm good.
Any earlier?
Richard?
That's fine.
6. So, starting in May, we can move it up to 6.
Okay.
Cool. So, that'd be May 12th?
Yes.
Huh?
I have to go back to work. I have a staff training.
Oh my gosh.
I have to run.
Oh my gosh.
You what?
That's horrible. I said I have to go back to work. So I have to run.
You're probably still on the clock.
Hey, do we have a clock?
Do you have a spare $2,000 to go to Uganda? Would you like to go?
I would love to, but I don't think I have to pay $2,000
later. Oh, okay. Well,
I will likely be here.
You could give me a lighter.
For that. I'm going to try to go, but no, the tickets are too expensive for the last 2 years.
That's fine. I know it's a lot. It's a large chunk of change.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Dustin.
Bye, Dustin.
Bye.
Thanks for the cookies. Okay, have fun. Train that staff.
All right, good night. All right, see you, Giacomo.
Do any of you guys want to go to the Blackboard chat? Because technically there's my class right now until 9, and I...